Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just finished up our spring membership drive here at WPR, and you were magnificent, especially during Simply Folk last week. Altogether, 145 of you pledged support for Simply Folk, and we met the challenge grant. It was a nail-biter right to the end, but we made that last hourly goal as well. What a great, strong statement in support of folk music on the air. Thank you so much. And overall, we did really well during the drive. More than 7,000 listeners pledged, and we are very pleased to welcome 1,500 listeners as brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. You donated $780,000 to fund Wisconsin Public Radio and the programs that you depend on. Not to mention, you gave more than 46,000 meals to area food banks. Wow. Thank you very much. This evening, we'll enjoy some songs for April. Bluegrass from the master of the banjo, Earl Scruggs, who just passed away in Nashville on Wednesday at the age of 88. We'll also hear from quite a few Wisconsin musicians tonight, including Lou and Peter Berryman, Tom Castle, Grammony, Ken Longquist, and Art Stevenson. And speaking of Wisconsin musicians, I have three of them in the studio with me right now, Bob Manner, Sheila Shigley, and Dan Kennedy, a pared-down version of The Getaway Drivers. Welcome to Simply Folk.
Thank you.
Hello.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Bob, I'll start with you. You're the founding member of the Getaway Drivers and the one of the primary songwriters. You grew up in Superior, is that right?
That's right.
And how did you start with music? Did you start in the school music programs there?
Yeah, I started playing French horn in the high school or the grade school band, and from there my folks bought a piano and I started on that, and my dad plays guitar and he and my mom sing in church, and I started singing and playing with them, and my dad taught me guitar, and I just kind of went from there.
Nice. When did you start writing your own songs?
I would say in my mid to late 20s I started getting interested in that. I had some friends who were doing it and thought I could do it better.
Well, you have some wonderful music, wonderful songs, and why don't we start with some music right away? What would you like to start with?
This one's called Sunbeat Down. It's kind of a period-type piece on the prairie in 1800s and just about a family.
It's an original that sounds like a sort of a traditional piece?
I don't know if it sounds like a traditional piece, but it's certainly an original, and I think that the music I wrote for it probably fits the mood anyway of it.
All right. The Getaway Drivers with Sunbeat Down.
Sky was stitched in white and deep blue seams, and this dusty prairie land we told with tears and leathered hands, and the sun beat down upon our dreams, and the sun beat down upon our dreams. We finally found the valley and the stream, and built our house among the knotty trees. And we heard there not a sound but the wind across the ground, and the sun beat down upon our dreams.
The sun
beat down upon our dreams. The firstborn girl, she came on a winter's night. The secondborn, he came, took my wife. Well, they played down by the water while I played for the daughter of the man who gave his only girl to me. The man who gave his only girl to me. Since then have come and gone. The three of us have worked this land alone. In a field there is a stone, and in the light a name is shown by the sun that beat down upon our dreams. The sun that beat down upon our dreams. Sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon our dreams. Sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon our dreams. Sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon our dreams. Sun that beat down upon, sun that beat down upon.
Sun beat down. The Getaway Drivers, my guests here on Simply Folk Live in the studio. Wow, neat song and wonderful vibe. We are listening to Bob Manor playing a guitar that's got just gorgeous tone. Love that guitar sound. And Sheila Shigley, who many of you hear on Simply Folk on a regular basis, and we should mention in the interest of full disclosure, is also the Simply Folk music librarian. And it took me, almost a year and 3 months to get you to come and play.
Just in case they thought there were two Sheila Shigleys out there, you know, I might have been able to get away with it, but it's a strange last name, so probably not.
Nice to hear the other side of what you do. And Dan Kennedy was providing some of that atmosphere with a slide on the electric guitar. Nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. When was the band formed?
About 2005, the Getaway Drivers were formed.
And, you know, I mentioned in the promo for this week's show that you're a tight-knit band and that you're very close. And I know you have other members that mm-hmm. Play. What's the usual lineup of musicians?
Well, when we play as a full band, we have a drummer that's been with us for a long time, Gail Campbell, who's an EMT here in Madison. We have Tom Bresky on bass, who's a longtime musician and a good friend. Barbara Chusid, a Madison school teacher, plays keyboard and other instruments. And then Dan, Sheila, and I. And up until last year, around this time, we had Steve Pingree on cello. Steve, unfortunately, passed away.
That was, I think, a long and difficult journey for the band. I first met Steve. He was the very first music. He was that very first time that I did an interview live in the studio with Steve Pingree and Mark Adkins as sub-vocal. And Steve was just played magnificently. It was beautiful to have mm-hmm. that cello. And
yeah.
I gather you haven't replaced him then.
Nah, there's no replacing Steve.
Yeah.
In a sort of singular style, mm-hmm. as he put it once, I'm not hired for the cello playing, I'm hired for the shrieks. He has this sort of way of playing the harmonics, and they hired me for the shrieks, he says.
Oh, he did some beautiful melodies, too, sort of weaving in and out of the other music, the other instruments. Just gorgeous. I know that was hard on the band.
First time I played with him was actually on Wisconsin Public Radio on Jonathan Oberby's show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard him play and asked him if he, you know, would be willing to play cello with me on this particular song I was going to do on the show. And he wrote me a note that said, yes, you do need a cello player. He's a very funny guy.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right. So the song that we just heard was from one of your albums from a while ago,
yep.
Ghosts of Yesterday, right?
Yep.
And next, I think we're going to do something brand new. And as I was preparing for the show this evening, I was trying to find this one. Couldn't find it online anywhere, so this will be new for everyone. What's it called?
It's called Wondering, and it's a happier little number than the last one.
A little, a fewer minor chords. Than a, yeah.
She's a voice from on high. She's got me reaching for the sky. Like a glint of sun, she's caught my eye. And I'm wondering, why I'm not in love. Goddess on her throne, shiny polished river stone. In the twilight I walk her home, and I'll be wondering, why I'm not in love. Love is an elusive thing, but in the end, a heartache's all it brings. So don't be fooled by the singing birds in spring, or you'll be wondering, how you fell in love. Spinning circus top, twirl you around and she never stop. When I fall down to the ground, I'll be wondering, how I fell in love. I'll be wondering. I've been wondering how I fell in love.
Wondering, a brand new song from the Getaway Drivers, who are in this particular iteration this evening, Bob Manor, vocals and guitar, and Sheila Shigley with a fiddle, and she's singing as well, and Dan Kennedy playing electric guitar with some backup vocals as well.
I'd like to dedicate that last song to Mark Adkins.
Oh, nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice. Bob, you've been in the music business for a long time. Have you seen a few changes? I know you've spent some time down in Nashville, and you've seen a lot of changes along the way.
Well, I've been doing, you know, music in the area for a long time, but I haven't made my way to Nashville yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wondering, maybe I'm thinking of the lyrics to one of your songs.
Well, that could be. But I'm, you know, I'm honored that you think I might have been there.
We probably got carried away with our own lyrics and wove a story. Dan's been to Nashville, but that's a long-sorted story,
I'm
too.
I'm thinking of getting signed to a publishing deal, and there's flowers in the hotel room and that kind of thing.
We have a story about that.
Yeah, we have a song about that.
Okay,
yeah.
So I made the song into reality in my mind.
You did.
Right.
Yeah.
It was reality, but not about this band.
Yeah, but that's a great compliment, though. The lyrics were that powerful.
Actually, Sheila's band, Navin,
got an offer from a pretty big promoting firm a few years ago, and she was considering whether or not to go out on the road for months at a time, and I wrote a song called Hotel Flowers, which was about basically going to Nashville or going here or there and kind of being alone in a hotel room, and was it really worth it? Of course, I didn't have any, you know, personal bias with that. But
yeah, he only wrote an entire song about how I shouldn't leave town. And I didn't, so, you know, I guess it worked.
Well, speaking of Navin, in your other musical life, Sheila, you do a lot of Celtic and traditional tunes, and Navin sings some of these wonderful traditional songs, and you do a lot of research into the language and that sort of thing. Kennedy is an Irish name. Shigley is an Irish name. I don't know about Manor, but does any Celtic influence find its way into the Getaway Driver's music?
No, Manor is some kind of French, German, Jewish, Indian name. I don't know.
A good all-around American name.
Sounds English, but it's, yeah.
So he plays Celtic because it covers it all. So. Yeah, I think it's safe to say a few little touches have snuck in, and sometimes it's hard to tell whether the fiddle is sending that message or, you know, whether it's the... We do like a lot of... I think there's a lot of shared qualities between older Americana and Celtic too, with kind of modal mm-hmm. songs and stuff. So, and then by the time you add in some sort of acoustic instruments, I think it can really end up sharing a lot with Celtic. But I think it's inevitable that there would have been some sort of Celtic infection,
even just by osmosis.
Yes, yeah,
Celtic infection.
We all influence each other, I think. Although I haven't busted out any rock beats at the Navin sessions yet, so I guess it only goes one way.
Why don't we hear another song?
You know I'm bound to put you back together again. There's nothing new under the sun. And you know it's in my blood to put you back together again. But one of these days I'd like to see you under. Ink in your glass, the truth is where it's always been. The sky blue mirror shines like a screen. 10,000 cracks, but always back together again. One of these days I'd like to see you undone. One of these days I'd like to see you undone. And if your empty bed in the morning sends the cold shivers down, cold shivers down, wrap yourself in. Wandering through your cold house, and you won't hear a sound. Don't hear a sound. Riding out the next smoke into the sky.
Wandering through your cold house, and you won't hear the sound. Don't hear.
glass that was so you back together again. There's nothing new under the sun. And you know it's in my skin to put you back together again. But one of these days I'd like to see you under. One of these days I'd like to see you under.
Undone, the beautiful voice of Sheila Shigley, along with Bob Manor and Dan Kennedy, here this evening as the Getaway Drivers. That's just one of my favorite songs. I've enjoyed that one for a long time. That's on the
Thank you so much.
A CD that you guys refer to as Truth.
The truth is
where it's always been.
Yeah.
And Sheila, you wrote that song, right? Or was it a co-writing thing?
Bob started the basic... The long story short is that oftentimes I'll start what I think is going to be a gentle love song, and then Bob gets hold of it, and it turns into some kind of near-murder ballad. Well, he wrote the chorus, so you can hear the rocky chorus, but that's kind of how we you know, we'll start with one little nugget, and then I'll add something, and he'll add something.
Usually I'm plunking around on guitar, and then she'll chime in and sing something, and usually makes it a lot prettier than anything I've ever heard.
By the time we're done, we don't know who wrote it. We kind of each remember that we wrote it ourselves and we didn't probably, so.
Well, one thing I enjoy about your music is the harmonies. I think nearly every one of the songs that I've listened to anyway has beautiful harmonies on it, and it adds so much. Real nice flavor.
We've been so fortunate to have Dan Kennedy come on board here. What happened was we actually advertised for a guitarist / multi-instrumentalist, and two people showed up to practice. I guess our dear Barbara Chu had thought that we were advertising for both, and she showed up, so we kept her too. But it's been really wonderful to have Dan's vocal harmonies as well as his guitar playing, and he's featured on some of the tracks as lead vocalist as well, so...
When I was asking about the music industry, what I wanted to get at was how you communicate with fans these days and how you market yourselves. And you have got some wonderful accomplishments, some of them fairly recent, including placement on 40,000 jukeboxes.
I have to thank my cousin James Manor up in Douglas County for that, because went around. He's got a lot of friends up there, and he went around to a lot of bar owners with jukeboxes in them, and these are these digital jukeboxes on the walls. And ultimately, he got so many people calling Touch Tunes up in Canada that they called me, all from Little Douglas County. And so we're accessible now. The music is accessible all over the country, and even on some U.S. military bases. So
nice.
You know, it's been great, and I have a lot to thank my cousin for.
Yeah. Well, and nice to know that still the personal touch makes a difference.
Yeah.
When you have your listeners and fans calling and asking for the music, it actually works.
Even if you just have James calling.
Right. And you're on Pandora as
That's
well,
right.
I think you mentioned.
We just had our second CD accepted to Pandora, and we're pretty happy about that, because that really gets the music out there, gets people who otherwise wouldn't hear your music. And if you're not traveling all over the country, like we're not, then Pandora is a real, you know,
great way
thing.
To find new fans. Well, and for folks who don't know what Pandora is or how it works, how would you explain it?
Well, basically, if they accept your music, they have a musicologist review it, and then they put it alongside other music, maybe of people that are more... more famous. Like I was listening in on Pandora, and one of our songs followed a Bruce Springsteen song. So you got Bruce Springsteen listeners, and they hear us. Not that I'm, you know, that not that we're as good as Bruce Springsteen, but you get the idea.
But a musicologist thought that it would be a good pairing.
Right. Yeah. For some reason. So
and sounds good.
There's a lot of indie artists. There's a lot of indie artists up there too that they pair you up with. So
very
it's pretty
nice.
Cool. It's a great way to discover new music, mm-hmm. and it's a great way to get discovered.
Right. Excellent. Speaking of new music, let's have another one. This one I think is called what? Roughed Up.
Roughed Up.
Roughed Up, and it's brand new. Another one I've never heard.
It's a little country number. Rolling down old Sycamore, sticking out the semaphore, heading out of this old town, and nothing gonna get me down no more. And oh, I've had enough of the same old roughed up. And oh, there's better days, and they're just up this road. Sucking in nicotine, flicking ashes out the window at the same old scene. I'm filling up the tank again, the end of the world is about to begin. And oh, I've had enough of the same old roughed up. And oh, there's better days, and they're just up this road. Country miles, sleeping under starry skies. Where I'm going, I don't know, but at least I'll get a seat in the first row and oh. And oh, I've had enough of the same old roughed up. And oh, there's better days, and they're just up this road. Same old roughed up. And oh, there's better days, and they're just up this road.
Roughed Up. Boy, that's a fun one. That'll be a good one to sing along with once I get to know it. That's brand new. Are you working on new music, a new CD?
Yes, we are, yeah. You should see my living room.
Is it cluttered with all kinds of gear and equipment? And
the whole front half of the house is cords and mics and stands. And actually, right now I'm recording Sub Vocal, their next record. And in that process, I'll be using that same drum setup and everything for our own record. So we've got the process underway of recording kind of both records at once, and I'm real excited because it's a lot of fun. But you really got to watch your way around the house, especially at night. You got to keep the night lights on, you know.
Yeah, those wires can get a little tricky. You don't want to trip and rip things out and fall. And well, you know, the technology has gotten so much better that mm-hmm. you can. And make a very high quality recording in your living room, and a lot of musicians
Absolutely.
Are doing exactly that. If listeners would like to find out more about you, the best place is your Facebook page, I
right.
think, and
yep.
that would be just search for The Getaway Drivers Band, or it's facebook.com/The Getaway Drivers Band.
Right, and or just type in The Getaway Drivers.
Right. Yep. Okay. And you've got some gigs coming up, I guess. Memorial Day weekend is one at Wurst Fest, and that would not be WORST, that would be WURST.
Yeah, I think Worst Times 2, I think is the official name, and there'd be just a host of great Madison bands playing that entire day. I think it's the 27th, whichever is the Sunday, May.
Sunday of Memorial Day.
Right.
And then we're also playing on June 16th at a Humane Society, a benefit yet to be, the venue is yet to be established. And then on June 24th, we are playing at the High Noon Saloon on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I would just like to tell everybody that Sheila and I will be getting married on stage.
Wow, you heard it here first.
Yep.
June 24th at 4 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. Sheila Shiglius and Bob Manor getting married on the stage. During a break between sets or what?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to play for a while, and then we're going to take a break and have a friend of ours, Sean Michael Dargan. He's going to marry us. And I think he's getting his internet license right now.
Actually, this is the first I've heard of this ceremony, but I guess I have to say yes now. So I guess I'm getting married in a saloon. Just kidding.
Oh, well, you've played together so long, and it seems like it's, you know, the thing to do.
It sure does.
Yeah. Your musical partners and life partners. And
she needs insurance.
Yeah.
I'm marrying him for his guitar.
Yes, you have quite a guitar. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Oh, this is a Collins, and they're made in Austin, Texas. And they're made in small batches, and they're very expensive. Lyle Lovett likes to play a Collins, and I tried it out amongst a number of other guitars at Madison Music and fell in love with it. Just fell in love with it, and I think I cost one of my kids a year of college.
Ooh, ouch.
I'll have to make it up.
Yes, you will. Well, you know, when this is partly how you make a living, you know, musicians, mm-hmm. you have to have the gear, and at least that's what my husband would say. Anyway.
That's right.
Why don't we have one more song to close our set? This one's called...
This is called Candy Car. This is also the last song that, pretty much the last song we re-recorded with Steve, so it's very special to us. Shout out to the Pingries who are listening somewhere out there, I believe. The clock in here is ticking, always begging for more. The dog in the kitchen, asleep on the floor, it does nothing for my state of mind. The water pipe dripping, the same as before. My dreams always slipping down, chains for the poor, it does nothing. My state of mind. The candy come ringing, you lose if you miss. The joy in its wrapper, all the love in its kiss, leaves you nothing to chase down the time.
Getaway Drivers, And that's from their most recent CD, Black Dog Days. Well, so nice that you've shared your time and talent with Simply Folk listeners. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Bob Manner, guitar and vocals. Sheila Shigley, fiddle and vocals. And Dan Kennedy, guitar and vocals. Well, keep us up to date on what you're doing. And for listeners, if you want to be at an uplifting wedding on June 24th, High Noon Saloon in Madison. And if you'd like more information, just check facebook.com/thegetawaydriversband, or you can just search that in your browser.